KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Municipality says its disaster management unit is on high alert following a warning forecast for parts of KZN. The SA Weather Service has issued a yellow level 2 alert for severe thunderstorms in the northeastern and extreme northwestern parts of the province today. City spokesperson Gugu Sisilana is urging residents to remain cautious and stay indoors where possible.
These thunderstorms are expected to be accompanied by damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail, and heavy rains leading to localized flooding.
Now, if you are going to be on the roads during this afternoon's inclement weather, please maintain a safe following distance while driving. You're also reminded not to attempt crossing rivers and streams. In other news, South Africa's Trade and Industry Minister has acknowledged the need to diversify the country's trading partners while trying to mend its relations with the US. Park Style spoke at an ANC-NEC meeting in Boksburg yesterday. He says the expansion will assist in addressing any challenges with other regions.
When we're talking about citrus in particular, the challenges we have are not just in the US, there are also challenges in the EU. And we've raised those matters with the EU. But our responsibility is to also ensure that we protect our farmers. So we say, okay, we need to diversify some of these products into the East. And we've raised that, and the Chinese have agreed that we can be able to export our citrus into the Chinese market.
And abroad, rescue efforts are continuing in Myanmar after a huge earthquake ripped through the country on Friday. International aid agencies are launching appeals after over 1,600 people died from the disaster. Thousands more are injured after the tremors, which were felt as far away as Bangkok and neighbouring Thailand, where the death toll there has now risen to 17. Richard Blewett from the British Red Cross says it's going to be a very complex relief operation.
The aftermath is what worries us. The nature of the health challenges the population will now face, how they will make a living, and then particularly waterborne diseases.
That clip's courtesy of Sky News. And back home, you're reminded of a yellow level 2 alert for severe thunderstorms this afternoon. It's been issued for the northeastern and extreme northwestern parts of KZN. Showers and thundershowers are also expected across the province. Durban and Mooi River reach a high of 27 degrees. Newcastle, Richards Bay and Ladysmith 29. Pietermaritzburg and Margate 26. Ulundi 28. Underberg and Kokstad 24. We've got 2 meter swells at sea in the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 5 minutes to six. Follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. For the News Watch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.